This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The most diverse sound for the most diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
On Thursday this week, Minus 18, the vibrant and successful GLBTI organisation for, as the name implies, those under 18, had a major event at the NAB building in Melbourne. In fact, it was a twofold event. One was an inaugural general meeting by Minus 18 to establish itself, after some years of operation, as an incorporated body and tick all the boxes, so to speak. And the other was to confirm a partnership between Minus 18 and the Safe Schools Coalition with the launch of the Shout Out project. To tell us about both these events, we welcome to the Joy Studio Minus 18 members Nathaniel Smith and Michael Ford. Welcome, Nathaniel.
Good morning.
And welcome, Michael.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us, you're going to be an incorporated body first off. That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something we've been working towards for a few months now. We're very, very excited for what it will bring for the future. Basically, we're still going to continue changing the lives of same-sex attracted, genderqueer and intersex young people as we always have been. But luckily now we're able to enter into contracts and into funding agreements with government. So it really means that we'll be able to get moving on some great new projects.
It's really important. Now, how long's Minus 18 been going?
We were established in 1998, so we've just celebrated our 13th birthday.
13? Oh, you're moving into puberty.
Wow.
I think... I mean, certainly you've probably heard this hundreds and hundreds of times. I came out in 1972.
Wow.
And certainly I wish there was an organisation then that was able to provide support. I mean, just briefly, I mean, you guys are members. How important, you know, in the young queer community is Minus 18? Do we take it for granted?
I think that we can be taken for granted by a lot of the young people who have always had it while they were growing up. But like you said, as an older member in the community, no offence,
it's all right.
It's something you really, really would have needed when you were a young person. So
I learned to fight.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
I think even though the transition from coming out, say, when you're younger without having any support of that nature and then suddenly coming into... it's the example that I love. The first time that I walked into a Minus event, you walk into this room and you understand suddenly that everyone else in that room, all the hundreds of people, they understand you in that moment. They yeah. get it completely. There's just this understanding and acceptance. And going from that transition from not having that and then having it, I think that gives you sort of a bit of an eye-opener, but of course is nothing close to going back to, say, the 60s, 70s or 80s.
Yeah.
And that's where Shout Out comes in, I suppose, reinforcing all that.
Mm. Yeah, Stand Out is our new project, which we launched just the other night. Yeah. Do you want to talk about that, Nathaniel?
Yeah, sure. So working over the last few months with Safe Schools Coalition, Minus 18 have produced a new resource to be put into all Victorian schools called Stand Out. It's a 38-page resource that works to actively combat homophobia. We found that although there have been a lot of programs around the world, even things like It Gets Better, these programs are really good and very encouraging, but they're kind of passive, they're not proactive. So although they have a large role to play, something like Stand Out fills the gaps in actually combating homophobia. It talks about how students can do things like start up GSAs, how they can, you know, put posters around schools, start to work to really combat homophobia and correct even staff and general situations in the school where discrimination's present. It's about proactively removing homophobia.
It's sort of a how-to thing, is it?
In a sense, yeah. It gives lots of hints and suggestions on how someone can combat homophobia, but it also leaves it quite open for personal exploration.
Now, I mean, the Safe Schools Coalition is a fantastic project. Only been going a couple of years, and initially it started off quite slow, but there's now quite a few schools in it. And, I mean, to have Minus 18 as as a partner in that is fantastic. It actually shows that the government recognises what valuable work Minus 18 does.
It does, yeah. And as you said, Safe Schools just celebrated their first birthday the other night as well. And they're already up to, I believe it's 36 member schools, which is fantastic.
Especially seeing as when they started, they set themselves what they considered the high goal of reaching 6 schools by the end of the year. Yeah. And they ended up with 36.
Yeah, no. So it's been a really fantastic year of progress for them, and certainly they'll be consolidating their efforts this year and in the future.
I mean, I think one of the challenges, and I have, you know, like some younger friends, particularly that I work with, that in terms of schools, yes, you know, there is a much more supportive environment, but it's the community that you know that your social activity is in as well that is very, very important. How does how do you, when people first contact Minus 18, is there a reluctance on a lot of young people to actually, I suppose, to come to the events? And then how do they feel once they've been to an event? I mean, Nathaniel, you talked about, you know, coming into that environment. Can you give us some sort of a feel for, you know, how it feels to people?
Yeah. It kind of varies, but I guess that's the nature of people.
Yeah.
That it really depends on where you've come from to begin with. You know, we get people who have come from having nothing, no support whatsoever, are completely unsure of everything within themselves, which is, you know, perfectly okay as well. It's this, we'd all probably know this lifelong exploration sort of thing. But there are people who come or approach Minus, you know, might join as a member on the website to begin with and start making a couple of friends, but are very reluctant to come to an event. Unfortunately, to begin with, some people still feel as though it's not the place for them. Mm-hmm. But the best thing that we can do is keep on encouraging them, because we have that many testimonies from people who have had that same experience, have said, you know, oh, I don't think it's for me, and then have come along and have then come to every event since.
Cool. Yeah.
And certainly while our dance events can be quite intimidating for a first-time patron, our dance events usually get around, I think it's 450, 500 young people, which is fantastic.
That's enormous.
We also do social events every few weeks, which are generally quite relatively small. Could be anywhere between 20 to 100 young people. And they're a good place to start for people who might be a little bit scared of coming to our dance parties.
That cool. Sounds fantastic. And look, let's pause for a moment, and we've got some messages, and then we'll come back and talk some more about Minus 18.
Excellent.
I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most to grow if we let them, and we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know I'm who I am today because I knew. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes the sun, like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you, I have been changed. Of me is made of what I learned from you. You'll be with me.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, and we're talking with Nathaniel Smith and Michael Ford from Minus 18 organisation, and which has had some significant activities this week.
You're going to be incorporated, guys. I mean, that... obviously it allows you to, you know, apply, well, you can always apply for grants, but provides a legal framework to apply for grants and get some funding and, you know, to have office holders that are responsible. And I'm just wondering, do the office holders have to be 18?
That's what I wanted to know.
This was a big discussion point, actually, and we did nut this out at our inaugural general meeting. And as the organisation is generally not only under 18, but also up to and inclusive of 21-year-olds,
okay.
And now we've actually decided to lift that to 25. Our board is made up of over 18s, though. More than half actually, 7 of our 13 board members are under the age of 25. So 50% plus one young people on
the
board.
Yeah, it's really about keeping the organisation youth-led because that's what's allowed us to get to this point
so far.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's a big part of what Minus 18 is, obviously hence the name.
Yes. Now, I mean, what do you see as the keeping people's interest in an organisation, and because your membership age, you know, you now go up to 25, so I suppose people, you know, from their early teens or whenever up to 25, but there's probably a, I don't know, you know, say 17 to 21, is that sort of pretty much where the majority of your members are, or 16 to 21, that sort of age group?
On our executive committee, which is made up entirely of under 21-year-olds, I think it's mainly around 15 to 18, okay. The majority.
Yeah, I would say the majority sit between that. But, of course, we do have members who go above and below.
Yeah. So I suppose my question is, as people stay with the organisation and they perform different roles, that eventually they're going to have to not leave, because obviously, you know, they're still going to have some involvement, yep. But how do you get that continuity and then mentoring people and, you know, so that people, you know, younger people that are coming in get the right sort of mentoring and experience? How do you manage that?
Well, this is a big thing we work on is mentoring and empowering other young people to take on those big leadership roles. And that's a huge part of what we do.
Yeah, youth empowering youth is a big part of Minus 18. So really, without having like a hierarchical structure, it works though in that people who have been serving with Minus 18 for longer obviously have developed skill sets in certain areas, and it really works in passing them on. So, for example, when we have our conveners, then the next person who steps up into the convener role has been around for quite some time and is, of course, voted in through the executive committee. But it's really about learning all those skill sets and being there throughout the whole process.
And it's one of the things, I suppose, you know, is Joy as an organisation as well, is that, you know, the handover and, you know, the bigger an organisation gets, the more formal and structured that has to be. But I actually had a quick question. I know Tim's got one, but in terms of the Safe Schools Coalition, are you guys, or is your organisation, are you going to be given the opportunity, or would you like the opportunity to, you know, to go out into some of these, into these members of the Safe Schools, and, you know, to talk to the kids that are having, you know, that are perhaps, you know, struggling or trying to come to terms with their sexuality?
Definitely.
Yeah, Minus 18 has done previously a few talks in schools, and it's definitely something that we're continuing looking at for the future as well, as, you know, that's quite a large impact on a school when you have an organisation like Minus 18 come and talk specifically. Youth talking to youth, that has quite an impact, we've found, and definitely something that we're looking at continuing in the future.
Yeah, and we're certainly available on request for schools. Just chuck us an email at info@minus18.org.au and we'll see what we can do for you.
Fantastic. And what about the we've read about several schools have got the Gay Straight Alliance organisations. Can you tell us anything about that?
There's been something of a Gay Straight Alliance movement in Melbourne over the past couple of years. I know that Melbourne High has one of the more prominent ones, but there have been quite a few established in the past couple of years. I know I assisted to set up one with a couple of my colleagues at University High School in Parkville. And one of the main problems was that we found there weren't really any Australian resources to help us do that. Everything was very US focused, and that's part of what Standout is helping Australian schools do, is to establish student-led bodies combating homophobia.
And very specifically too, you know, we went through that many American resources trying to find things and like setting up GSAs and just general fighting homophobia resources. And although they were helpful, they lack something in appealing to overall, we found, to youth audiences, but also to Australian audiences. And that's why when Standout was created, there were that many focus groups going through word by word, looking exactly at how that word impacted, what connotations it had. It was a very lengthy process done with a lot of youth from lots of different, well, to use a cliche, from walks of life. But
because the American vernacular can be quite different.
It can be.
Certain words can be quite embarrassing.
I mean, I think it's fantastic. I mean, I've always been an admirer of Minus 18. I think 13 years, that's a great achievement. But incorporation and being part of the Safe Schools Coalition, you can all feel very, very proud of that. I think that's significant. And I know of many young guys and girls that have been members of Minus 18, and I don't think that their life would be the same had they not had Minus 18, so...
Hmm. Yeah, we like to think that we're coming of age, and obviously growing up with all of these young people has been a fantastic opportunity.
I think it's a really, really important part of our community, so congratulations. I'm very impressed. I think it's great to see that these gaps are being filled. It's really good.
And on a slightly lighter social note, can you I presume there's quite a few matchups and partnerships formed through Minus 18. Is it? Would that be right?
I'm not going to lie. A lot of young kids find their first hookup with a guy or a girl at Minus 18 events, and we like to think that's an opportunity that we provide in an inclusive environment. But
yeah, I mean, if you look at it, for kids who are coming out of schools where maybe they don't have any support or don't actually know anyone else who fits into the same categories as them, if they want to, like, confine themselves to a category or a label. If they don't know anyone, then Minus is the time and the place where you can meet like-minded people, and it just so happens that...
And talk freely.
Yep.
Yeah, so, and the best thing is no one judges you. Like, if you're a boy kissing a boy, that's more than okay.
Many thanks.
Yes, thank you, Nathaniel Smith and Michael Ford.
Thank you.
All the best, and how about you come back in a month or two and tell us how it's all going.
Great.
Definitely. Sure, thanks for having
us. We've got some important messages now, then we will be back on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.